laughs, bits, tangents. Matt and Mike, virginal fans, began watching One Piece and everything the show had to offer. And their nonsense ideas drove them to create their podcast.
Buggy the Clown is back. Fuck, fuck.
This is a One Piece podcast.
These words lured listeners to their grand show in what's now known as the Fun Piece Podcast.
Yayo, 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 ho ho, set sail for Fun Piece. It's the name of the podcast with Matt and Mike. Yayo, yayo, set sail for Fun Piece.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Fun Piece Podcast. My name is Mayato.
My name is Mike. I do declare.
You came in with the most normal energy, which was really fucking weird.
I know. That's what I liked about it. It was great.
It's really upsetting.
I just got very upset by what you were doing because it was silent for a moment, and I was like, "Oh no, did something happen?" I was very concerned.
Oh no, no, I was just doing a bad Louisiana gentleman accent.
Oh yeah, I do declare.
I do declare.
Hey everybody, this is a One Piece podcast. Mike and I are watching One Piece for the first time. We didn't say that in the last episode, and I think that's hilarious.
They figure it was the end of an arc episode. They know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're not listening to the last episode of Sabaody.
They might be. They might be. Shit goes down.
Freaks.
Anyway, we're doing the next two episodes of the anime One Piece, which is a very important two episodes that take place in feudal Grand Chapanga.
Is it called Japanga?
I think it's the subtitle.
Japang?
I think it's Japang, but I'm pretty sure in the subtitles it was like Japanganu or something like that.
Hmm.
Anyway,
I have at least one strong opinion throughout these two episodes. We only watched episode 4, 6, 4, 7, two episodes. A lot happens. They jam packed. These two episodes,
they really do. They really go heavy handed with it. I was very upset because I feel like the first Feudal Japan episode that we had, it was everybody. Everybody was there,
mm-hmm.
Literally.
Oh yeah,
everyone was there. We were missing some characters this time. I was very upset.
Yeah, no Buggy.
No fucking Buggy the Clown.
No Buggy. I didn't. As much as I wanted, I didn't expect Foxy.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But I did expect Buggy. I was surprised that we got no Buggy.
They were like throwing everybody in for like these fucking shrine boat things they were making. But no Buggy, no Buggy pirates, no clown pirates. Come on. Come on.
It's weird. It feels like they'd be a good fit.
I was really upset. I was hoping he was just going to even like in the background. Like they showed Iceberg in the background not saying a goddamn thing. They're not going to give us Buggy? This is like an unofficial official Buggy watch. I usually wait for the Buggy watch when we start recapping. We're letting it out. I was really disappointed. I really was hoping this was going to reset the clock. I was really disappointed here. I really was. This is the first time I've watched an episode of One Piece and been really disappointed.
I mean, it was still fun. We got Frankie's balls.
I don't even know if I want to watch this show anymore. I don't even.
Do you want to stop?
I mean, first they kill off.
The Straw Hats die.
All the Straw Hats are dead. And then we go to Feudal Japan and we don't even see Buggy the Clown. I don't even want to watch this show anymore.
It's going to be crazy when like we get suddenly it's like a live action like pull out from a snow globe. And we find out that this has all just been the imagination of a child who looks a little bit like Luffy sitting in a hospital bed.
and Columbo's there. And he's just like...
And he's got three swords.
Yeah, and he's just like, one more thing. Let me make you some scrambled eggs there, little boy. Make you feel
three
better.
Sword style three scrambled eggs.
Three sword style. 300 caliber egg yolk. And then he just scrambles it up with his mouth and his hands. All at once. He's got three forks. And he just...
Oh,
one in each hand, one in his mouth. Scramble it up.
You use a fork to scramble your eggs?
You don't?
Yeah, no. I use. I put a bunch of knives between my fingers, like Wolverine, and I just go.
I thought you were being genuinely serious for a moment. I was like, "What the fuck does he use to scramble those eggs? What is happening?"
I got a KitchenAid.
And just
put those fuckers in a kitchen.
Overhaul over here. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey everyone.
You get a...
How do you scramble your eggs? Let us know in our Discord. Link in the description.
Matt, I'm genuinely surprised you don't take a fork and you jam it into a power drill and scramble it with that.
That? I've never done that before, but that actually sounds pretty fun.
I've seen you open a wine bottle with a power drill.
Yeah, I did a great job. Yeah, it was great. Sometimes you gotta get... You gotta get handsy.
I didn't have a corkscrew for the longest time, so I was using that technique, and it was very effective.
Yeah, it works. It's all you need.
It depends on the sturdiness of the cork. If you have a shitty cork, it's a bad time.
Yeah. I mean, you could also just push the fucking cork into the wine. It's not going to do anything. It's just inconvenient.
You might be able to.
Just inconvenient.
I guess. I genuinely never thought of doing that. I didn't think you could do it backwards. You ever thumb a cork?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've thumbed a cork.
Yeah.
Did you get that? Did you get that sound?
I did. I got that clean.
Oh hell yeah. Good. Hell yeah. You're welcome, listeners, mother funners.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Matt, is this the return of ASMR fun piece?
Oh. Is it? Is this fun piece? At night.
Fun piece at night.
Welcome. Can you tell that we watched some quote-unquote filler episodes today? Weird.
It's less that they're filler, quote-unquote, and more that there were two of them.
It's true. It's less about filler and more like fill me. Full of despair because the Straw Hats are all dead and why are we in feudal Japan?
Oh my God. No, bring it back. Bring it back.
Sorry, bring it back. Bringing it back now. Ooh.
They're not all... As long as we remember them, Matt, they're never forgotten. They'll always be in our hearts.
We're not in feudal Japan. We're in feud... Duval, Japan. That handsome, handsome flying fish man making a return. Ooh. I know our rule is we can't. I know our rule is we can't.
What?
We've been breaking our rule the past couple of episodes where we...
What's that?
That we can't talk about the episodes until we reach 10 minutes.
I have not had anything that wouldn't break HIPAA happen in my life recently. Have I?
I got a tattoo finished, finally.
Ooh.
My arm sleeve. It's a bunch of rats.
It's a bunch
it
of
looks
rats.
Really cool.
Hell yeah.
You'll never see it unless you catch me during the mic hunt.
Hey, that's true. Hey, listeners. This is me speaking from the heart, Matt. I need a hobby. Give me some ideas. send in some transponder snails to funpiecepodcast@gmail.com. Give me some hobby ideas.
This got so sad.
It is, yeah. Give me some hobby ideas.
Do you want to edit the podcast?
I could.
It's not really a hobby. I spend like 30 minutes, if that, doing it weekly.
I got a stamp carving kit the other week to try carving some stamps.
carving stamps?
Yeah. A friend of mine did like a workshop a few years ago that I went to when she was in town. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I was thinking about hobbies. And then I was at the art store full of art supplies the other day. And I was like, oh, yeah, a bunch of rubber. I remember that stamp workshop. So then I got some rubber to carve some stamps. And then I tried to just do a very simple stamp that was the number 69 because I thought that was funny, but I forgot to reverse the numbers, so now it's just like two weird little curly cues. It's not 69.
Is it? So it's like a linoleum like print, like you're carving out a shape and then you're putting ink on it and then pressing it down.
Yeah, a stamp. Okay. All right. Yeah, like a stamp.
A stamp. I think of that as a print.
Oh.
Because I went to art school.
What is it? What would you call a stamp then?
I guess like you are stamping it, so that does work. I was thinking like a postal stamp. Like, oh. I was like, are you collecting stamps and like get like printing them out? I was like, what does this mean?
No, I'm
I figured it out though.
I'm carving shapes out of rubber and then stamping it on a ink pad and then stamping that onto a...
Oh, so they're like little?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're little guys. I guess that maybe it's a scale thing. I don't really know what changes over that. I feel like a big one is a print. Because I have basically done that way, but big.
Mm.
And it's like a biblically accurate angel.
Whoa.
It's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, we learned something today, funners, about stamps versus prints versus, look at that.
Maybe.
What were you going to say? I should what?
No, you should keep pursuing that. That sounds pretty fucking cool.
It was fun.
Start doing fun piece stamps and stamping our name everywhere.
Could do that. Make some biblically accurate cloaca Frankie penis stamps and just stamp that all over the place.
Do like the Obey logo, but just it's Frankie's Franken beans.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good,
right?
I like that.
That's
hey,
what?
I'm serious though, mother funners. If you got ideas for fun hobbies, send them to the Transponder Snail email.
Are video games not enough? Does that not feel fulfilling?
No.
Hmm.
No, not really.
Not much of a gamer, are you?
I like games with stories, but then I finish them very quickly, and then the story's over, and then I go, "Wow, I did that."
Hmm.
Yep. Anyway, I don't know. We don't need to delve into my.
You get into World of Warcraft.
I've done that before. It's a bad time. I get deep into it, and then I start planning my life around it, and it's bad.
Oh no!
Anyway, right, we don't need to delve into this any deeper on the podcast right now, everyone. Thank you for the time to talk about Matt. I'm done.
I don't know. I kind of want to just make this whole episode trying to figure out a hobby for you.
We could do that, but let's interject it as we talk about this lovely feudal Japan.
Okay. Duo. If I think of a good one, I'll let you know.
All right.
I'll let you know.
Episode
406.
Honk, honk, honk. Honk, 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 honk. It's been 104 episodes since we last saw the best clown you ever did see, Buggy D. Clown. Buggy D. Clown.
We miss him.
Sorry.
Come back, Buggy.
You were saying?
I was saying the episode title is Luffy's Feudal Fever Dream.
Mm.
Whoa. Not. This is whatever. What?
Do you think Luffy got blorped and he's just asleep and this is what he's dreaming about?
I think so. I think that's what happened back in Enies Lobby when they were standing on that bridge for a while. I think he fell asleep with his eyes open while standing there with his arms folded and he was dreaming this.
He grabbed all the Straw Hats, jumped off of a bridge, and then while midair fell asleep and then thought about all of them being mafia bosses.
Oh. Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
same song, new intro, first Jimby.
Yeah.
We got Jimby.
We got the after school specialist.
Nasty little Don Flamingo slopping that tongue all over the place.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
I do wish in my heart of hearts that we had no fucking idea who Jimby was.
I do too. I feel like I don't,
because like we'd see him in this intro and be like, "Who the fuck is that?"
I'm trying to remember like what the inciting moment was for us knowing about Jimby.
I think when we started this, Jimby had like just joined or something in the manga. Something had happened where it was like it was just everywhere. Like because we like hadn't blocked One Piece or like gotten good enough at not seeing spoiler stuff.
Interesting. It would be like I'd love to go back.
I've seen
and
like
see...
Jimby on T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I'd love to go back and see what was coming out when we started the podcast. That was a while ago.
It was.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well over a year ago. Yeah. Holy shit.
Year and a half. No, more than that. More than a year and a half.
Matt, do you ever 20, get a 20 little
months?
Sad?
20 months ago?
What?
We started the podcast 20 months ago. Yeah.
Do you ever kind of get a little sad thinking about how one day this podcast is going to be an era of our lives, a memory of a great time and an event that happened? Or do you think we're going to do this until we die?
I don't know. Maybe.
There's a lot of anime
out
there.
Could be both. Do you ever get sad thinking about that this podcast may live on longer than both of our existence?
Whoa. I actually hadn't thought about that.
Like, sorry to bring that out in the podcast 16 minutes
no,
into this
it's fine.
One. But
I don't fear death, Matt. I just fear the consequences my death will have on the people I care about.
Do you think we'll be like famous like painters from the Renaissance era where the podcast won't get super, super famous or well off until after we both pass away? And then like
that's probably how people will discover my art is like they'll be like this famous podcaster, and then we went into his house after he died and we found a big painting of a man eating a baby on his kitchen wall.
We found this weird gold statue shaped like Silver Fox Foxy, and inside of it, you would not believe what was inside of it. What a nasty freak.
Just 100 bronze statues of Silver Fox Foxy.
Anyway, yeah. Wow, we got a little existential there, everyone.
Yeah. Did you know that do you know the painting Venus or Saturn devouring his son?
Yeah.
It's like the guy, he's like hunched over and he's like eating like a baby or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't actually know if that's what that's a painting of. Goya passed away and they went into his house and there was just like, that's not a painting on a canvas. That's a painting that was on his fucking like kitchen or dining room wall.
What the fuck?
Yeah. There was a shit ton of them. Like he had painted just a bunch of weird shit.
That's
all
crazy.
Over the walls of his house while he was dying. And that was one of, imagine fucking going into a house and you see that and you're like, oh my God. Like,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
And there, I think there was like stuff underneath it too. He had been painting over and over. I don't know, man. Look up that shit about Goya. It's so cool.
All right. I will.
Artists, if you have artist friends, check in on them, make sure they're okay, especially if they're painters.
Yeah. Specifically if they're painters.
I'm not joking. Painters are crazy. Yeah.
It's visceral, Mike. It's visceral.
It's visceral. They'll spend like 2 months painting a sad duck, and it's a lot. I don't know. Anyway, new intro. We're back in Japanga.
Japanga. Not to be confused with Topanga from Boy Meets World.
It's true.
Usopp's yelling about there's a big portable shrine.
One Piece.
Yeah, Usopp's yelling about the big portable shrine race to Sanji and Nami and Chopper and Luffy at Nami and Sanji's restaurant. Basically, there's a, I don't know why it was like portable shrine. It's basically they're making like parade floats that race with people holding them in the air. And then basically if you win the race, you get some sacred treasure from inside this ancient shrine that's apparently grants the winners of the race wishes.
I think these feudal episodes hit a level of like Japanese culture that I don't have any understanding of.
I'm sure it does, yeah. And like we're completely sounding like idiots when we're like, look, there's a dumb sale.
It's fine. It's fine. I saw a video once recently of somebody being like, people always shit on Americans for like not having passports or not traveling outside America. And it's like, have you fucking been here? It's really big.
It is quite large.
Like we're kind of just controlled by our corporate chains, and I don't have a passport, Matt.
I do. I have a passport. I have a passport and a passport card.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'll get on it. I'll be an adult.
Yeah. Pay the money. Do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. A fucking regular ass woman named Omao shows up. I don't trust her. I saw her and I said, she's the villain.
She's brown haired Nami. Did you not see her face? She had the exact same face as Nami. Literally, one point they're standing side by side, and I was like, their face is literally the exact same face.
I think that she's going to start cutting her hair shorter and shorter, and it's going to get Nami length, and then she's going to be like, oh, I just want to dye it, just see what it looks like, and it's going to be red. And Nami's going to be like, you look an awful lot like me, and it's going to be really weird, and then she's going to try to take Nami's place.
Ooh. She's going
to... I don't... fucking trust Omao.
Okay. Oh my.
I don't. Oh Mao. Fake name. Shift those around. It spells
moo.
Secretly a cow.
Secretly cow. Sea cow. Related to the sea cow that was part of Arlong's crew.
Man, that was so long ago. Do you remember that sea cow? I can't believe they didn't put that in the live action.
I believe it. They spent a lot of money on that one sea king. anyway, there's a cash prize. Also, other than granting a wish, you get a cash prize of 1 million Rio berries. So exciting.
Yeah. And Onami. I think Nami's the only one with a different name here. Onami is fucking into it.
They do say all their other weird names, but I'm just referring to them all as their regular Straw Hat names because
I think everybody is just like it's Luffy, yeah. Zoro, Sanji, and then it's Onami.
I mean, they're calling. I think they say like Sanji, something else, at one point. They just call Luffy Big Boss, most of the time, or like Boss Luffy.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then they call Chopper Blue Nose.
Oh, yeah, Chopper.
I
think they just call him Blue Nose.
Yeah. Anyway.
Which always fucks me up because I think they're saying Bluno, and I'm like, fuck, Blue Nose here?
Yeah, different kind of Blue Nose. Blue Nose.
Different.
Anyway, they go to the lumber yard to find the best carpenter around, and who would have guessed? It's Frankie. And...
yeah.
What's up? He's fucking naked again.
But they walk up and it's just like they're looking into the shadows and a red cloth hits Nami in the face.
Hell yeah.
And she's like, oh, this is a really nice piece of fabric. And then Frankie walks out, balls akimbo. Ass cheeks fluttering in the wind.
Everyone's staring at his ding dong.
And best girls, Kiwi and Mozu. Bust out and they're fuck like, yeah. No, you can't walk around that. That's indecent. They cover his dingle dongle with two hammers.
His cloaca.
And he reveals that Nami had caught his loincloth in her face. Mm-hmm. And she is mortified by this.
Yeah.
It's a good time. I would be honored
to catch the loincloth of
one of the only of age characters in One Piece.
Hell yeah. His loincloth was blown off by his super fan, which looks just like the Sunny's face.
The Sunny clockwork drying mechanism.
Yeah, it's very good. They talk with Frankie and they're like they want a good shrine for their for the race, but they also want it to look cool. And we learn that Duval and the Flying Fish Riders have their own shrine for racing, as well as Lola and the Lola Pirates. And
yep, the Rolling Express.
Yep, and then the Thriller Company, which no one knows who it is, but we all know it's Perona and Camusi and Absalom and Hogback and Shindri, who's just there. which is hilarious.
You'd be so proud. Matt, I already forgot Absalom's name. I wrote, when I, my note says Hogback, Perona, Lionface, Camussi, and Sindri. I remembered Camussi's name.
You remembered Camussi, but you didn't remember Absalom.
I was like, for the life of me, I can't remember this fucker's name.
That's incredible. I love that. I love that for you.
I really, listen, the fact that, like, you know how Luffy just calls everybody by, like, it's like, hey, axe guy, yeah. Hey, you know, whatever. Like, I vibe with that.
You truly are, like, the Luffy of the podcast, where literally object permanence, like, they move away and then they come back, and you're just like, who is that? Who's this guy? And then they say,
do you think Luffy remembers Vivi's name?
No, he probably is just like, oh, yeah, blue haired girl.
She'll show up in, like, some episode later on. He'll be like, oh, Blue Nami.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he probably would remember her name. They got into a fist fight. He remembers most people he fights.
That's true.
Anyway, fucking Thriller Company rolls up to intimidate their competition.
Fucking Hogback's, the kanji on Hogback's shirt, it just says bad guy, yeah. Which is really good.
Also, I think Hogback was rhyming at one point. There was one point where a bunch of his lines he said in a row were rhyming. And I was like, why is he rhyming? Is this like a new thing for him? Anyway, he says some shit and then they leave before him. And then all of a sudden he turns around and he's like, oh, they left without me. Which was pretty funny.
That was very good. Yeah.
Frankie's mad about them. So he's like, I'll make you the best ship ever. Watch out.
Yep. We cut over to Duval just having a little night ride.
Yep.
Talking about how everyone's going to love him. All the ladies are going to be obsessed.
Yep.
Zoro's trying to sleep.
Yep.
On the roof, and he's not having it. And then suddenly his shrine tips over, and there's four guys missing. And he's like, let's do roll call. And everybody answers.
Wait, before that, though, I forget what they're chanting, but they were chanting something else. And Duval's like, you need to chant something new. So then they just start chanting, handsome, 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 handsome. And he's like, yes, I am. and then their thing tips over.
It's a bunch of the Perona zombies are just taken over.
And then Perona had negative hollowed the other members of Duval's crew. And then she does it to Duval as well.
Yeah, he gets so sad. He just falls on his shrine and breaks it.
Yep.
While a mysterious woman, potentially with multiple limbs that she can form out of anywhere, watches from the shadows. Who could it be?
And definitely not a teenager, a full-grown woman that is 28 years old.
A 28-year young woman watches.
Wow, look at her go. Meanwhile, Usopp's fishing and he catches Brook.
Usopp's fishing? Yep. And Brook eats a lot of food.
Yep.
Brook only remembers his name. He's like tipping his head back and forth. And they're like, I think there's something in there. And he pulls out a big-ass flute.
Yep. He's like, oh, nice. And they're like, how'd you keep that in there? And then he's got new clothes on.
Yep. And then Brook, Luffy, and Usopp just kind of hang out. They take walks. They go fishing together. It's a good time.
Mirepoix gang follows them for a little bit, and Brook makes a face at them, and they're like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Hogback, Perona, and Absalom are all enjoying that they're knocking people out of the race, having a good time. And they're like, soon we'll be the win and we'll get the wishes. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Perona's outside Frankie's carpenter building.
Mm-hmm.
Warehouse?
Lumberyard?
Lumberyard?
They refer to it as the lumberyard.
And she sees Omao go in. And I cannot stress, Matt, I saw Omao go in and she had laughed. And I was like, that's sinister as shit. She's fucking working for a Thriller Company.
That's really funny that you thought that she was like sinister. I didn't clock it at all. I was like, oh, look at this dumb character that has nothing to do with anything.
This entire time, I was like, there's no reason for this woman to be here. There's no reason for there to just be a new character named Omao who has no context for anything. She didn't exist before. Why is she here? What's going on? What the fuck is this? So I was like deep diving. I had fucking red thread going all over the place. I was Pepe Sylvia-ing all over the goddamn place with this character.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, she's going to fucking try to kill somebody. Spoilers.
Nothing.
I was wrong.
Nothing comes of it. She's just fine. She's just a lady.
She is literally just a person who exists.
Yeah. Fucking, that shit's going down. Lola's crew's shrine is getting footed away by zombies, and then Lola's crew is running after it. And Luffy...
I think it's Absalom. I remember.
Yes,
I wrote
he's
down because they said
sorry,
it.
Yeah, he's invisible. And then Luffy and them are running towards it, I believe. And along with it, and then Lola like asks, who does she ask to marry her?
She asks Luffy to marry her.
Yes.
And he says, no way, like really quickly and runs by.
And then her crew is just like, that's the 4,450th like rejection. And they all go, rejection.
They catch the zombies. Brooke freaks out, but then just kills them all.
Yep. And he's like, I didn't know what just happened. I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah. They're like, whoa, you're really strong. And then Lola's shrine gets destroyed.
Yeah. This whole time, Brooke's basically been like, I only remember my name. I don't remember anything else about me.
Yeah. He's had some head trauma. They piece together like, oh, shit, if the Thriller Company is destroying the other shrines, then they're probably going for ours. And Nami and Sanji are like, yeah, we're going to go check on Omo because she went to give them food but didn't come back. So,
yep. Then we see Omo on the bridge on the way to the lumber yard, and Omo's getting attacked by zombies on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gets pretty much resolved very quickly. And then they get to the lumber yard. Frankie, Kiwi, and Mozu and the Sunny Shrine are all beat the fuck up and destroyed. Oh, no. Filler.
Yeah. Filler. Brooke suddenly has a headache and he's like, oh no. He has a memory of being arrowed and caught to a board.
Arrowed.
And he's like, I think I was part of Thriller Company. I shouldn't be here. And he suddenly has a fucking cool like rice hat and cloak and just vanishes into the night. And they're like, what? Okay.
He realizes that he got fucked on by the Thriller Company and he leaves because he doesn't want to bring any more bad times to everybody else who was nice to him. And he sings Binks Brew on his way out.
He does. And that's the end of the episode.
Bam.
My MVP for that episode is just the sentence, who the fuck is Omo?
Nice.
Episode 407 is titled, I think Omo is the Zodiac Killer.
You really are going all in on Omo.
I am just suspicious.
I hope Omo comes back for the next Feudal Japan episode and it pays off that Omo is like actually Buggy D. Clown.
What if there's like this long fucking con that they've got with this character? She rips off her skin. It's Buggy. Buggy's been there the whole time.
I'd have to fix all of my Buggy watches then.
I know. All retroactive. But like, why would... This could have been so many other characters.
Mm.
Oh. There's so many people this could have been.
Interesting. Yes.
Right?
Mm.
This could have been whatever Nami's sister's name is.
Nojiko?
This could have been Chimney. Chimney is my background MVP, but like, why wasn't Chimney just like the helper?
I don't know.
You know, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they were doing filler and like, maybe like someone who was working on the crew to animate the filler episode was like, hey, my kid really wants to do voice acting. Is there a part? And then they were like, let's just write one in.
I want to put in my One Piece OC, Omo.
Yeah.
She's just a person. She's just a lady who shows up. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Does she have any powers? Nope.
maybe this is how the animation team sees Oda. Omao, Oda. They just switched a couple letters.
Oh. If you turn an M like 90 degrees clockwise,
if you,
and then you take off the top curve, straighten it out.
What if you...
No, wait, hold on. Turn it counterclockwise. Take the top curve, straighten it out. That's D, and it's O Dao.
Yeah.
If you if you destroy that last O...
What if you...
O Da.
What if you just take the M and stretch it out, like pull it on both ends, stretch it fully out so it's just a straight line, and then you add it to the one side of the extra O, and then put
that... Yeah, move that O over.
Yeah. That spells Oda.
Whoa.
Omao is Oda. Oda's self-insert.
Oda's self-insert
because he's with Nami. Omao's with Nami all the time. It makes so much sense.
Oda's the Zodiac Killer?
Oda is the Zodiac Killer. This makes so much sense. I'm glad we cracked the code. Everyone,
maybe Omao's just Nami's love interest.
We've never seen the Zodiac Killer before, and we've never seen Oda in the same room as the Zodiac,
Killer.
It only makes sense. It only makes sense. If you take all the names of the Straw Hats, Zoro,
okay,
Luffy, Sanji,
Luffy,
Brooke,
Sanji.
Robin,
Brooke,
Chopper,
Robin,
Frankie,
Chopper, Frankie,
Luffy,
Sanji,
Chopper. I think we got everybody. If you take all the letters of their names, it spells out
Shelly.
It spells out, "What's up, party people? My name is Oda. I'm the Zodiac Killer."
Fuck. There is a Z in both of those. It tracks.
It tracks.
My God.
You can't prove me wrong. Anyway, Brooke's playing his flute, approaching Kamusi and other Perona animal zombies, and then he just fucking slices them down. Meanwhile, Chopper's patching up Frankie. Robin appears in the doorway as a mysterious woman, and she says, "Hello. I'll tell you about Brooke." And we learn that Brooke was on the Thriller Company, but left on his own accord prior to getting arrowed, and that he feels responsible for destroying shrines, which is why he left, because he feels bad.
He's taking ownership of it. He feels like he's got to
make
amends.
Yeah. So then Luffy's like, "Well, I got to go find him." So then he launches himself into the air. Meanwhile, Brooke is at the Thriller Company, and he's tied up, and they're putting rocks on his legs.
Yeah, they're putting like weighted like sheets of rock on his legs to weigh him down onto like spikes or something. It's like they're just torturing him.
Yeah, and it's like he's screaming, but I'm also like, he's bone, probably doesn't hurt, it's just bone. But it was very funny. He screams, and then from like, you don't see him anywhere, you just hear Zoro's voice just be like, "Shut up." Just like nowhere, you don't see him, you just hear "shut up," and then they continue to put the weight on him, and Brooke continues to scream, and then the door explodes, and it's just Zoro there being like, "Well, you shut up, I'm trying to sleep."
I didn't expect it was a jump scare. I didn't expect Zoro to bust in.
It was very funny. And then like he busts through the door, and then immediately Luffy just like lands next to him.
Yeah. Like, I thought, I was like, "Oh, that's gonna be Luffy busting." And like, "Oh no, Zoro! Surprise, Zoro! Yeah.
Surprise, Zoro!" If you decode "surprise Zoro," it also spells out my name.
Oda
is the Zodiac Killer.
Zoro and Luffy just fuck shit up immediately.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then Robin like makes a smoke bomb or something and helps them escape.
Yeah, I didn't really clock that. I was just like, Robin did something because you heard the Robin sounds, but it was just kind of confusing what she actually did. Anyway, they all escape together. Then we get everyone working on a new shrine for the race. Sanji made snacks. Brooke's like, we gotta not give up, everybody. Why don't you give up? And then they're all like, our pride. We'll never give up when we can do good and win a race. And then Lola and her pirates appear in the doorway, and they're just like, oh, we're here to help too. Also, Duval's here, and the Flying Fish Riders are here to help too.
Yeah, everybody's like, we fucking hate those guys. We're all going to be one big team.
Yep. And then they're like, you can help us too. And Brooke's like, but why? And then Usopp chokes him out, and he's like, you're our friend.
Usopp gets him into a chokehold. He's like, we're friends.
We're friends, dumbass. Now,
I'll kill you.
Yep. And then Zoro tries to eat, and Nami yells at him that there's no free meals.
Yep. And that's how they get Zoro to help. Is it weird to you that in these, Zoro is like such a
loner?
Outside element? Like, he's not ever really involved. He's just kind of there.
Here.
And just appears to like help if needed.
Do you think it's because the animation team didn't want to animate Zoro, or do you think it's because Chris Sabat didn't want to do the voiceovers for the filler?
I don't know. Well, it's probably not the Chris Sabat thing, because he's like a secondary to the Japanese voice actor.
Yeah,
I assume maybe the Japanese voice actor didn't want to do those episodes.
Maybe
I don't know. Maybe they're like, Zoro gets enough time. Like, we'll just. It's like very barely about.
Yeah, because Robin's barely in it
action.
Too.
Yeah, Robin's not really there. I mean, Frankie, all things considered, is barely there. This was very Brooke focused.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Brooke.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah,
he plays Binx Brew. It's the day of the race.
It's the one song. The one.
The
song.
Only song. Play that same song again. We get to the race. Everyone's lined up for this shrine race with people to carry their shrines across for the race.
Did you spot the background MVPs? Did you spot the background MVPs of this episode, Matt? During this festival scene, we see the festival. We see activities. We see people getting snacks. Who do we see?
Chimney and Gambe.
We see fucking motherfucking Chimney and Gambe.
Yeah, fucking Chimney and Gambe doing their shit, being the coolest cats all around. Man,
they're so fucking cool.
Man.
I want a little figure of Gambe wearing sunglasses, doing like a little like 90s mascot, like arms folded pose.
You think that exists?
Maybe with like a little message that says, don't do drugs.
Gambe and sunglasses, one piece. We could probably make this happen.
Yeah. Figure out how to make a little like statue.
It'd be fun if we got Gambe in Don Flamingo sunglasses.
Ooh, like he murdered Don Flamingo?
Yeah, and there's like a little blood pool at the bottom of his sitting area. Hell yeah.
Gambe? Jimby?
Or Gambe in person? Gambe wearing Frankie sunglasses? Ooh. Yeah.
Man, fucking love Gambe.
Yeah. Man. Anyway.
Do you think that Gambe is Jimby's dad? Yeah.
Gambe? Yes. Gambe is
Jimby's dad.
Gambe is Gambe is Jimby's dad or Frankie's dad?
I meant to go the opposite way that Gambe was Jimby's son, but I'm going to go with Gambe as Jimby's dad.
Gambe is Jimby's dad. Because
they're both blue.
They're both blue. Gambe is Jimby's dad. Jimby.
We don't know that Jimby isn't a big rabbit cat.
It's true. We don't know anything. I think he does have whiskers.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the thriller...
Evidence.
We're getting through this. The Thriller Company shrine they got for their race is just fucking... It's huge. It's the oars. It's shaped just like oars. It's
yep.
got a little draw curtain, like mech driving position for Hogback and everybody. Being held up by zombies, and who the fuck is there to be the fucking referee for the start of the race? Who is it?
It's motherfucking Igaram.
It's motherfucking my boy Igaram.
Fucking Vivi doesn't even say it. I don't even remember if she was in this. Yeah. I did remember her name just Vivi, now, so good for
me. Vivi and Pell and Chaka are in the background. They don't say shit. It's all Igarom. It's all Igarom.
All Igarom. All the time.
Yeah. Straw Hats roll up, and it's basically just the Thousand Sunny that they're chilling on. And then to start the race, Igarom just goes, ma, 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 ma. Which is awesome. And then it starts.
And they fucking take off. And this the pinwheel eatery immediately, which just the Straw Hats, get shoved into like some stalls on the side.
Yes.
And Nami and Omao go and they steal a flying fish.
Yeah. They come out of getting like smashed into his stall with the Sunny, and Brooks got little goldfish in his eyes, and he's like, I'm blind. I can't see.
Yeah.
Which is very funny. I just love this got into Wacky Racers territory. It was a great time.
It did, yeah. A Wacky Racers is always good.
Oh, yeah.
The zombies, like, almost immediately get tired because the Oars float shrine thing is so fucking heavy.
Yeah.
And then it just, Hogback hits a button and a bunch of wheels pop out. Like, it gets tank treads.
Yeah. It's, it fucking has wheels and they take off. And then Frankie's like, no sweat, pour this cola in the Sunny's mouth. And then the Sunny also has wheels. And it's just like, okay, they both just like, this is just a go-kart race. This is not.
I think Usopp is like, is this even a shrine race anymore?
Yeah. We see fucking Absalom then like pops out of like the Oars shrine head with a cannon. So the Sunny shrine then just like drives into the water, but they're still kicking because they got water wheels.
Yeah, they got the little pinwheels. It is very funny that happens, and I think Brooke is just goes, oh, he's got a cannon, like, just like, that guy's fucking shooting at us. Yeah.
When they go underwater too, Brooke gets a fish in his mouth and he's just like, wah,
wah, wah. Yep.
Perona sends a bunch of brick bats with zombies being carried at the Straw Hats. Frankie shoots out of the bottom of their shrine Zoro and Sanji and the mini Mary, and Zoro does like a 36 caliber Phoenix on all the zombies.
I do like that Gecko Moria not included at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
Even a little bit.
No, not at all. Why would it? This is about the fun side characters.
Yeah. It's about the immoral doctor, goth chick, and sex offender.
Yeah. We want to know all about them, please. The Straw Hats, cola burst up out of the water during the race. They get up to like the final staircase leading. I'm just jumping right along. We're Wacky Racers here.
No, it's all good. It's just a race.
It's like, a race. They get to the final staircase. They're going up, but then they get stopped because the fucking Thriller Company on the bottom of their Oars ship popping out is the big fucking spider monkey from Thriller Bark.
Mm-hmm. And it goops all over.
Fucking
them.
Shoots webs all over the Straw Hats. Monkey, monkey, thick monkey.
Monkey, monkey, monkey. Those webs
at
all over
night.
The Straw Hats. Did you see that Frankie got some in his mouth?
He did. And he's like, oh, I've got one more trick up my sleeve.
And he fucking glasses the Thriller Company shrine.
It's great.
He pours it, because he's like, I'm all out of cola. He says, I'm all out of cola, and like reveals himself to everybody.
Yeah.
And then Nami catches that, and she's like, oh shit. And she sees.
She like Terminator Kami. Spots. She's like, ching, 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 ching.
Kami. And it looked like Kami had a fake mustache on or something. Yeah. I'm not sure what was happening. But Kami and Hachi were there, so she like gets the thing, and she throws the cola to Frankie, and he gasses up the Sunny.
Yeah. And he goes to blast the Thriller crew,
laser beams.
And he laser beams at them, but it's really funny. It's Absalom and Hogback and Perona, and they're like, wait, where's Shinji? And then Shinji's in the crowd just like eating popcorn, and they're like, oh no.
Yeah. She's like, they abandoned us. Yeah. They get blasted, and then Luffy like pops them all up into the air, and they team rocket away.
Yep. And the Straw Hats win the race.
Good job, Straw Hats.
And
turns out
Nami's all excited.
Yeah, they did too much damage to the city, though, so Igaram's not giving them the money.
Ma.
But they do get to go to the shrine, mm-hmm. and even Igaram hasn't seen it, because it's only open every 100 years. And he opens it up, and what's in there, Matt?
What's in there? None other than golden maiden panties that are limited to only women use.
You gotta wear them to make a wish.
Apparently.
And then Brooke asks Omao to wear them, so she punches him in the head, and he forgets who he is, because she's the fucking Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
That kind of precision? Suspicious.
A.K.A. Oda.
Oda the Zodiac.
We're on to you, Oda the Zodiac Killer. And that's the end of the episodes. We did it. The most important episodes of One Piece.
You're welcome. We cover it, so you can also watch it, because if you don't, we'll judge you.
It's true. We did it, though. We did it. So thank you all for that. Hey, look at that.
I heard a rumor, Matt.
What's that
and
rumor?
And I would actually, we watched, those are the episodes. I don't have any other thoughts about it. They were fun. They were fun.
It's
kind of like, especially after what just happened, I think that was a better spot than where they were in Enies Lobby. Like it's, you know, like a little breath of fresh air before we get into some more stuff.
Hell yeah.
I heard from a secondary source that the reason Foxy keeps popping up in the anime is because Luffy's voice actress really likes that character and liked doing Long Ring, Long Land.
Really? Are you making this up or is this real?
Well, that's the thing. I heard it, but I don't know if it's true. So I just wanted to like put that out there to see if somebody would send in a transponder snail if they have that knowledge. Because if that's true, that's like a big, like, that's like why TN is relevant, is because like one of the producers is like, she's like, my favorite character is TN.
Where'd you hear that?
It was just a person I bumped into who was, I was talking to about One Piece, and they were like, oh yeah. Like I told, I was like, my favorite character is Foxy. And they're like, oh yeah, I think that character keeps popping up because the voice actress likes it. So I don't know if it's true. I'm not sure.
I can't tell if you're doing a bit and that like, you're like trying to start this rumor. Or like
no, I'm not. I'm genuinely curious because if that's true, Matt, the power I fucking have in my hands, if I find out that the voice actress for Luffy, Monkey D. fucking Luffy, Monkey Big Dick Luffy,
that's what the Will of Foxy? D. That's what the Will of D. is.
if she loves Foxy, then there's. That's it, right? Luffy loves Foxy.
Is Luffy's voice actor on Cameo? Can we get them to just make a cameo that says, my name is Monkey D. Luffy and Silver Fox Foxy is my favorite?
Maybe. I don't. Is there a separate Japanese cameo?
Maybe. I don't know. Who's to say?
You know what? I'm not going to look into it. I'm going to look into this other thing, but I'm not going to look into the cameo.
That's fair. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-dip. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-dip.
Click.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
We've got two transponder snails today.
Two transponder snails. Holy shit.
One of them is actually a game. Should we play the game first and then do the other transponder snail?
Sure. Let's do that.
All right. This was sent in by Almost Nap Time. It says, a game. Howdy, haters. It's okay that you don't like alternate universe Foxy Pirate Trafalgar Law. Some people are just fair weather Foxy Pirate fans, also known as cowards, and that's totally okay. In any case, it's been a while since there's been a game, so if no one else is going to take the initiative, I will. I've attached a game pick. I put the answer in a separate attachment so whoever reads this doesn't accidentally see it. I'm not going to see it, Mike. Don't look at the spoilers. It says love, okay. Almost Nap Time. Mm-hmm. So, the game pick. I'm looking at it. Should we put this in the game channel of the Discord?
I'm already adding it to... No, I won't. Because we're recording this so far in advance.
Fair. Okay.
We'll figure it out.
All right. We're looking. It's a photo of a very large, baby-ish looking, humongous person that kind of looks like Dunkachino. They've got a full wraparound hair into beard. with a round
with a mustache.
Mustache, round teeth. And then next to them is a blue and purple goopy striped person who's looking up at it.
Yeah. Potentially sweating, maybe wet.
Maybe that could
this baby
that
man could, is also could like,
be
very
Jimby.
Big.
It could be Jimby.
It could be Jimby. Lots of body hair, and he does have the same breasts as Dunkachino.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the goopy person has a fin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good catch. That looks like an outfit, though. Or do you think that's a like their skin?
I think that's their skin. I'm going to go.
I'm gonna...
What are you going to go?
Oh, you're going to... You go first. You go first.
I'm going to go 575.
Whoa. I feel like this is going to happen soon. Okay. No, I don't.
What do you say?
I'm going to say 669.
Nice. I'm going to look at the answer now. Are you ready?
All right, let's look at... Yeah.
560. Let's fucking go.
You fucking look.
I didn't.
You
I swear.
Look, you
I swear.
You piece of
no,
shit.
Fuck
you fucking
you,
piece
fuck
of dog
you,
shit.
Fuck you,
you
fucking, fuck you,
fucking ass.
Fuck you. I didn't fucking. I didn't fucking look, you,
you
piece of shit. I didn't look. Fuck you. I turned my video camera on for this conversation. I didn't fucking look, Michael. I'm never this fucking close. You always get so fucking close. Fuck you.
What?
Fuck you.
What number did you say? I didn't actually listen
to it. I said 575 and it was 560. Fuck off. Let's go.
Matt.
New winner
Matt,
of the game.
Because,
I'm back, baby. I'm
just
back.
Because,
I'm
just
back.
Because I'm the better man, I will say that you win.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. Let's go. Also, if I was going to fake it, if I had looked at the number, I would have done one that was closer. I would have been like 565. Fuck off. Let's go.
Okay. First, okay. We have to address something in this. Okay, you win.
Yes, let's go.
You win. I do appreciate that. I did. So in the Discord, it was revealed to us that at some point, I think it's in like a secondary manga volume or something,
mm-hmm.
Law and Beppo become Foxy Pirates and face off against the Straw Hats in some manner.
Photoshop.
What's that?
I think it's Photoshop. I don't think it's real.
I think it's, I mean, it, if it's, I need the book where, it, if it does happen. I did like Law immediately more knowing that he was a former Foxy Pirate. I was very excited about that. I was like, this guy's all right.
You immediately were like, not so much of a nasty boy.
No, that's a nasty boy I can get behind.
Different kind of nasty boy. I'm telling
good,
you.
Good. What?
I'm looking at a picture of Chip Skylark from Fairly Odd Parents. Looks just like, looks almost identical to Trafalgar D. Law. Just saying. He really does.
Okay, Chip Skylark. It is weird.
Looks identical. Someone already did this. Someone made an image that's Chip Skylark. Yeah, someone already did this. I just searched this. Oh, shit. What's that? Look at that. One second. I'm putting it in our chat. Everyone will see this someday, maybe. This is hilarious. This is Michael. This is great for the podcast.
Where did you send it to me? Oh, okay.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It's just like he's got the same outfit as Chip Skylark, but he's got... do his knuckles say tooth?
It does. That's really funny. I just put that in the main chat. Hey, everyone, if you join our Discord, link in the description, you'll see the image that I just shared.
Yeah, for reference, Chip Skylark is a one-off Fairly Odd Parents character. Was it one of the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway, we got another transponder snail. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Isn't that dude like a crazy like religious fanatic or something? The dude who made that show?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't delve deep into that. I probably should. I don't know. Anyway.
I think an autistic kid tried to explain that to me once.
Anyway, do you want
to...
Are you going to read this or should I read this?
Colic.
I got it.
All right.
Hello. This is the first time I've sent an email.
Welcome.
Sorry. This is from Towels. Thanks. The title is Great Podcast for a Great Show.
Thanks, Towels.
Thank you. Hello. This is the first time I've sent an email. Just call me Towels. Anyways, I found you guys out around 2 weeks ago, and every day I work, I listen to you guys. So far, I've listened up until Saba Odi Archipelago and previous arcs that you guys have talked about. I really like the chemistry within the group. Matt, Mike, and talking and joking about the show. Papa Gussie is the GOAT.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Papa
man,
Gussie.
Man, I really killed it with Papa Gussie. And then the historian is also there to joke as well and be kind of like the straight man in the chaos. Also, I don't know if you've already done this, but what are your guys' rankings of the Straw Hats? Mine goes, number one, Sanji / Zoro. Can't choose one. 3, Luffy. 4, Usopp. 5, Nami. 6, Frankie. 7, Brooke. 8, Chopper. 9, Robin. Mm. P.S. I love all of them, just some more than others. Sincerely, Towels.
Nice.
What's your ranking?
Oh, I don't know, man. I feel like I did this at one point before, but I...
We did this a while ago. I don't think we've done it since, like, Brooke and Frankie have joined, though.
I guess so. I'm trying to see if I can
It feels like something we got to, like, chew on for a little bit. I know my top.
Yeah.
Like my favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Favorite's Chopper.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, oh, maybe I like somebody more than Chopper. And then I look, there's an image of Chopper sucking a nut. And then I'm like, Chopper's the fucking best.
Sucking a nut? Oh my God. I mean, I know my top three. My top three, which I feel like I've said before, top three. In no particular order are Zoro, Robin, and Brooke. Brooke is a new one. Mm. Brooke's up there now. Those three, for sure. Zoro, Robin, Brooke, no particular order. But I guess kind of that order.
I know. Chopper and Nami.
Yep.
Definitely up there. It's my two my faves.
Well, Chopper, Nami, Usopp are your like three favorites. We understand, Mike.
I fucking love Usopp. But here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
Is over time, Luffy has really climbed the ranks.
Yeah.
And I might be a little basic in that Luffy's in my top three.
That's okay. That's not basic.
Like, I feel like Luffy and Usopp are kind of like equal right now for me.
Ooh.
Fucking love those two. Yeah.
All right. Maybe for the next Funaglyph, we will have our new official rankings.
Yeah, I think it's something we really got to think about. And, you know, every year, we're of course going to rank our top 15 One Piece characters.
Of course.
We have to do it. Maybe we'll even do our top 50, because there's so many characters.
Top 50 is pretty good. My top 15 One Piece characters definitely has drastically changed since the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. I did have that readily available, and it's something.
I remember doing mine last minute and forgetting that a lot of characters existed.
Yep. Top 11 for me is Big Lips Phil.
I mean, that's probably changed.
Yeah.
Or probably the same. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Do you know who my favorite was Silver Fox Foxy of the Foxy Pirates.
Oh yeah, has that changed, yeah. Mike?
No, that has not changed. I think my second was Smoker. I think that's gone down just because I haven't seen the dude in a while.
Yeah, when do you think he comes back?
I don't fucking know, man. Maybe soon. I don't know what he's gonna do now that admirals are after. I feel like he's gonna be an admiral. Sometime, right? He keeps getting ranked. Is he an admiral already?
I don't think so. He's been a captain, right?
He's a captain, but he got bumped up after Alabasta.
But he didn't want it.
No, he didn't want, but he took it. Like, he had to.
He didn't want it, though. He didn't.
But he still
want it.
He wanted it, but he accepted it.
I guess that's fair.
I forgot 4Kids dubbed Sanji was in my top. That's probably the same. This might all be the same, actually.
Mine definitely has changed a little bit. I had, like, I don't know. I had Smoker in my top 15. He's definitely not my top 15. I love T-Bone as well, but I think it was really a recency bias because I was just hyped about T-Bone because we were dealing with Water 7 Ace Lobby. I also had Pierre.
Pierre would stay for me.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what you like about Beppo? How Beppo goes, Beppo! Like, Pierre just goes, Pierre!
Yeah.
And it's fucking so good every goddamn time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Did I have Chicky Cheetah?
I don't know. No idea. Anyway, hey, listeners.
I forgot to put Chicky Cheetah. Chicky Cheetah's in there.
Listeners, if you remember what our top 15 One Piece characters were before us, let us know. Listen to that episode and let us know.
My number 14 was Jinbei.
Didn't even meet him yet.
No fucking idea.
Still haven't met him 8 months later. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a shorter episode because it was only 2 episodes of the anime.
We still dragged it out over an hour, though.
We did.
Don't doubt us.
We can drag anything as long as possible. Next week, we are going to be starting the Amazon Lily arc, whatever that is. Mm. And I think we're going to just be doing that in 2 episodes, the whole arc.
Yep.
So we'll have a little bit more to discuss for each of those, which will be great. So next week is episodes 408 to 414. Of the anime. Whoa.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, buckaroos.
Amazon town.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to order some stuff on Prime.
We're going to get some lilies and make a garden. That's what we're going to do. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Making a garden.
Hey, if you love us, if you really love us, if you care, follow us at Fun Piece Podcast on the Instagrams, on the TikToks. Send us a transponder snail, please.
Yeah. Also,
please send us a transponder snail at funpiecepodcast@gmail.com.
Also, we don't say this like every episode, but like if you are enjoying the podcast, please like just tell a person about it that isn't already listening to the podcast, because word of mouth helps grow the podcast community, and we want to do that. Right?
We need it, you guys.
We need it. It's been I need a hobby, everyone. Also send me transponder snails with hobbies.
Send Matt a hobby. Matt, have you thought maybe you should start building Gundam models?
I don't know. They just got rid of that big giant one in Japan. What's the point? What's the point of making small ones? If they got rid of the big one, what's the point of making small ones?
Rest in peace.
Hey, Mike, what's the One Piece?
Oh, it's those old, like, demo kiosks for, like, the original Xbox that you could play at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, with the big, like, the plastic bubble over the top of it, because somehow that was protecting the thing. Hell yeah.
Fucking love that shit so much.
So good.
When you go into Best Buy and you'd be able to see if anybody was using a kiosk because like the fucking CRT was like way up high. CRT monitors. Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah.
I want to go back, Matt.
You can.
I want to go back so bad.
We have to go back. Nice. Got a Lost reference in there. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.